Good evening. I was joking all day today because since we have a very long reading, or the gospel reading, I have a very short homily. So you can time me. Today's gospel, another healing story of Jesus. In the gospel, we heard two stories. Jairus' daughter was raised from the dead, and in the middle of the story, there is the woman suffering from hemorrhages. And this week, I've been researching, and I have this thought in mind: what kind of bleeding is this person or woman suffering from? And there were very little study about this, but I came across with an article about the same question: why is this? What kind of bleeding is this person suffering from? And there's an article in America magazine in 2008. I came across that this woman in the gospel is suffering from menstruation. It's a woman, natural woman's cycle. And then I made more research, and this 2 weeks ago, there was an article about menstruation, women's, or especially young girls and also mothers in this country, in the culture that it's superstitious. There's a lot of superstition about this natural cycle. And in this particular country, they have to build a different house. These mothers or young women needs to move out of the house when there's a cycle. And I find it very fascinating because in America or North America, we don't think that way. But in other part of the world, it's a different game. They think differently. They have practiced that so different that I find it fascinating, as I said, that women have to leave the home and no one can see them except their children to give them food. And also, if you were touched by women, you will be considered unclean. So I put this article together, and thinking about it, it makes sense. If we think about the scripture, if you are suffering from, if you're suffering from any sickness, like the man born blind, they will think about who sinned. Is it your father or your mother? There's also incident in the scripture, the leprosy. If you suffer from leprosy, who sinned? Is it your mother or your father? Sickness in the old times, in the biblical times, considered to be cause of your sin. Thinking about this now, in the culture that I've been talking about in another country, that the sin is not, or the sickness is not the sin. The sin is when we isolate someone because of their suffering. When we isolate someone because of their suffering, that is the sin. And if we think about this, if we sin against God or against anyone, we isolate ourselves to that person. Stay away from me because I sinned. Because what did Jesus do? He restored a relationship. That's why friendship and relationship is so important to Christ. Because sin or sickness, it doesn't matter. Relationship is the most important with Christ. Think about this also, that when Christ restored relationship or restored friendship, it builds a community. And a week ago, I visited a friend of mine who's suffering from cancer, and he's in a good spirit not because of the medication he's taking, because of the World Cup, FIFA. The reason why he said he was so excited about this, because when Mexico won, and then Korea won, and then Mexico was chanting, Korea, Korea, Korea. And he said to me, This is no boundaries. This is about relation. Yeah, it is a game, but it is no boundaries. If we think about this, we ask for forgiveness of our sin, we build that relationship, and we don't isolate ourselves or distance ourselves to our community or to our family. And the last point, the last thing that he said to me when I left the hospital, and he said to me, I have to go through that darkest moment of my life. He was on the lowest point of his life of that cancer. And he said to me, you have to go through that, Father. You have to experience that darkness. Because you will be on the other side when you experience darkness. There's a realization, which means in our scripture or in our spiritual life, that is resurrection. Think about this in our faith. Christ went through the darkest moment of his life through his crucifixion and in the tomb. But God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit said, no, you're not staying in the tomb. Come out of the tomb. Think about this also. Lazarus, his friend, he said to his friend, come out of the tomb. You're not staying in the darkest moment of your life. And that, I think, we can learn from that. And what I can offer you this week, maybe you can think of something or someone in your life that is suffering from anything, mentally, psychologically, spiritually, that needs healing. Because all of us experience darkest moments. All of us need healing in some way. Maybe today or this week, you can identify this kind of suffering that we encounter in our daily life. In the scriptures, it says, Talitha kum, little girl, get up. Maybe it's time for us to say that word to anyone who experienced suffering. And lastly, and he said to me also, before I forget, when he comes to church, if he can, every time he dips his finger on that font for the holy water, he asks for healing. I think that's a good thing for us to do. When we dip our finger to that holy water and we fold our hands in prayer, we ask for healing. But also when we pray the Our Father together, when we hold each other's hand during this prayer, we don't know what this person next to you is suffering from. Maybe at that moment, you can offer healing as well, because Jesus touched the other people's lives and they were healed. For us, Talitha kum, have a wonderful week.